Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh yeah, must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Dave Dugan, butter on your bun, and a fat bear.
There's Jess Hooker.
Hello.
She's here for Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. There's Pat Godwin, the Oxford Goldberg Performance Room.
Hello.
That album's going to go gold, Pat. Number one comedy album in the country right now. Pat Godwin's. Pat Glavis is
Pat Glavis is good.
Oh, he's better than
Pat Glavis.
Pat Travers. Boom, boom, boom. There's Josh Arnold, the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Time for America's number one game. Chick.
Yes?
What is in my mug?
Oh, there you go. We'll find out here in a moment. There's Ace Cosby at the track phone hotline. There's Willie Griswold.
I'm guessing T.
All right.
No. Man seed.
There's Tom Griswold.
Let me see.
Comedian Dave Dugan.
Oh,
George.
Hi.
There he is.
Dave Dugan.
Your friend for life.
That's right. And you've got a special dry bar comedy show on YouTube. Is that correct?
You can get it on Dry Bar, but I would say YouTube's easier to find it because at Dry Bar now they got it all classified, so you'd have to actually search under, I think they've got me under Deadpan or Observational or something.
Okay.
But you go to YouTube.
Too, way too complicated.
With your big audience, I can't wait. I hope they all go on there if they like it or something, you know, or share it, then the algorithms go out the roof. Yeah,
sure. I love
the algorithms.
Algorithm.
Maybe it's by Funkadelic, wasn't it?
Yes,
Donald Byrd and the algorithms.
It's called Dave Dugan Human Cannonball.
Yeah.
Are you a big Halloween guy? I've always kind of wondered.
Algorithms actually was the last. That's the only dance I couldn't do in my Zumba classes.
Oh yeah.
What'd you say about Halloween?
Are you a Halloween guy?
Oh yeah, it's that month, isn't it? Well, we. We already have gone through three batches of Halloween candy. We have a sweet tooth problem, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so it's probably going to be another one of those Halloweens where you know, we run out pretty quick, and then you have to improvise because the kids don't stop ringing the doorbell and, you know, improvise out of the refrigerator. You ever do that?
Oh,
what would the little Power Ranger say to a scoop of egg salad? Huh? So I found this out, though. This is that fall time of the year. Hay rides and smoking don't mix. There's a little bit of a story. One year we took our kids to one of those living history museums. I think that's what they are. Theme was colonial times.
Mm.
And we took a wagon ride. It was Halloween time, and I didn't know we were going to see a headless horseman. And I don't smoke, but I lit one up then. And
is that right?
Drop and roll saved my life. You know, so everything's so quaint there at the little colonial village, though. They gave me real good colonial times health care and let me churn butter while they dressed my burns.
That's sweet.
I remember those days your mom would put butter on your burns.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you guys didn't.
Nothing like reminiscing with you, Tom. You get burned.
You have the typical house fire.
You break your arm.
Are you a pancake?
No, that's true. They say it draws the heat out, so it doesn't feel burnt.
Right, but how often were you getting burnt?
Playing mumbly peg and knife is in your foot. And my mom always used real butter, not margarine.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Oleo.
I'm a big fan. Okay.
Oleo.
We got to squeeze a news story out of Jess Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee. What do you got over there?
Al Capone's Miami mansion, which was originally set for demolition, has sold for $15.5 million.
Wow.
Capone bought the waterfront house for $40,000 in 1928, and he died there in 1947 from a heart attack.
Well.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Heart attack from complications.
From a gunshot wound?
Syphilis and gonorrhea.
No way. Are you serious?
Neurosyphilis.
Oh, yeah. No.
His brain. There's a Capone movie with Tom Hardy, and a bigger Hardy fan you will not find, but that movie is not good.
Not good?
Not good.
Nor is the Capone movie starring Oliver Hardy. Yeah, he often looks at the camera and fiddles with his tie.
Golly, Ollie, don't shoot me.
See Al Capone had a pool?
Tom Hardy.
No, it was waterfront. No pool, though, it looks like.
Oh, okay. You can't get gonorrhea out of a pool. That's worse than that's worse than the mustard algae, I've heard.
Oh.
He's got a point.
It was purchased in August for $10.75 million by a developer, Todd Michael Glazer, and partner Nelson Gonzalez, who planned to demolish the home in favor of a more modern project.
Hmm.
Glazer said the offer came out of the blue. He added, if someone tells you that they want to give you $5 million lottery ticket, of course you'd take it.
Sure, sure.
So there you go.
So they paid...
They paid $10.7 million and sold it for $15.5 million.
Not bad.
No.
Would you want to live in Al Capone's house? I'd be concerned that.
Well, you'd have to change the toilet seats, I would think.
Yeah. Well, I know. I would be taking out drywall, checking for money hidden in places.
Totally. Yeah.
Right.
Skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, there might be some dead
Literally.
Bodies.
Yeah, that crawl space. You might want to. Is there an odor coming from the?
That's scary.
Did you hear the story about they had a burned out house? On like Zillow, which is the new, you go there for
porn.
Foreplay and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's realty porn.
Right,
yeah.
Realty porn. And it was a burned out Hulk. I think it's in Boston, and it was listed for $300,000.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. We actually talked about it.
Just because of the property?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the land.
And that is totally burned out.
Yeah, it's really toast.
I believe it says as is.
Yeah, it's a teardown. It's a teardown.
Yeah, and you're not going to want to do the inspection on that one.
No.
Just move forward.
Okay. Yeah.
What else is happening over there?
Emergency workers in California were called out to rescue a woman dangling from a cliff, only to find it was a mannequin.
Is that right?
According to the San Luis Obispo Tribune, a person called 911 to report a woman hanging off a cliff over Home Ranch Beach. The Santa Barbara County Fire Department said responding firefighters discovered that the woman was a mannequin that had been left over from a movie shoot a few days prior.
Probably not a major studio shoot.
I'm guessing not.
Look at this picture, though. I mean, it's you see her back and her. It looks pretty scary.
This sounds like a prank that you and your friends would do, Willie.
No, I don't like pranks that involve people having to go to work and fix things. I like pranking my buddy. I like to do a little tiny goof, but I don't prank people that work at McDonald's.
This looks very realistic.
Yeah.
Really? Well, maybe it is a major studio. It's the new Robert Rodriguez movie.
This movie will not be nominated for anything, I'm guessing.
It has a cliffhanger, though.
The ending is unsolved.
There it is.
I don't think you're supposed to leave your props behind.
No, I think there's an intern that probably just got fired. Leaving their stuff behind.
Also, whenever you're in like wild, you're supposed to pack it in, pack it out. You take everything with you. You want to leave.
Right, no footprints.
Stevie, where's the mannequin? Stevie, what did I tell you?
The one hanging from the cliff?
Is it still on the cliff?
And you said don't forget the mannequin.
That's exactly right, Steve.
And what did I do?
You forgot the mannequin. You're fired.
Do you guys have any skeletons or mannequins around for your Halloween decor?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I have one in my shed right now.
I know, but it's not active? You don't have it out yet?
No, it's staying in the shed. I won't move it.
Oh.
This is a full-size skeleton?
It's just a full-size mannequin that's dressed up as Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
You got to move that to the active
and
roster.
I can report it's absolutely terrifying.
The reason I won't is there are a lot of really young kids in my neighborhood, and I don't want them to. I want them to come to my house.
Yeah. So, I get it.
Scare.
Was that Josh Dunn? Do you ask the older kids to come to your shed to see it?
I sort of consider it my shed security.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's asking the question, do you like the sort of the tweeners to come over to your shed to
see it? if they want to see Jason.
I go, hey, check out Jason, and then I immediately shut the shed and lock it.
That's what you call the shed.
And yell something like, you're mine now. If something mommy had loved me more, I wouldn't have to do this.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. One of these days, I'll save up enough money to get a white van and some candy.
Right. Okay. Instead, now it's just
every day with this.
Yep.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve has declared a winner for this year's Fat Bear Week.
Hey!
480-pound Otis was crowned the winner of the annual competition.
Otis, my man!
The competition celebrates the park's bears as they pack on the pounds to get through the upcoming winter.
Oh, yeah. The pictures are great. They'll show some of these bears and the kind of slender. You can see their ribs then. Several months later, they're all beefed up.
I tell you, you put Otis in a lineup with the other fat bears, I don't see the difference.
480 seems light to me for a bear.
At this park, though, it's the biggest.
I see.
So, yeah. According to CNN, Otis is no stranger to the prize. He has won in 2014, 2016, and 2017.
But I just was reading on the wire this morning that apparently he's been disqualified.
Oh, no.
Well, he tested positive for HGH. They think he ate a guy on a bicycle.
Oh, boy. Yep, that'll do it.
You know, the bicycle guys are all...
Oh, they call him the chonk champ. I like that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
In announcing Otis as the winner, the park said, the portly patriarch of Paunch preserved to pulverize the Baron of Berdonkadonk.
That's fun.
In the final match of Fat Bear Week 2021.
See, just a typical bear. There he is.
Okay. What's the funniest fat animal?
Probably a walrus or a...
Hippopotamus. You don't think dachshunds, when they get real fat, are the funniest?
I think
sad. Their bellies drag.
A lot of pain.
Yeah, dachshunds are sad. They want to die.
Super fat cats?
I like a super fat cat.
Quite painful, too.
I like a fat squirrel. They're tiny, but they're big at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a survey.
I'm against anything fat.
And I know that we have the behind-the-scenes people here working on some technical stuff.
Feverishly, I think.
I'm so excited.
Putting together a human...
Our buddy
Jeff Oskey with Jeff, do you want to introduce your segment, please?
That man is TV ready.
Hi, I'm Jeff Oskey with Failed to Mention News. We give you a lot of the news, but we don't give you all the news. I'm here to give you the news we failed to mention.
Okay.
What you failed to mention news with Jeff Oskey.
Okay. Jeff, you all right?
Of course.
Okay.
I love the fact you called me stinky.
I think he heard you, man.
It's been announced that Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Mary J. Blige will be performing at the halftime show for the Super Bowl. What you failed to mention, to keep with the halftime theme, the stadium will be serving Crystal Pepsi. And the first pitch will be thrown out by Ross Perot.
First pitch.
Dated, you see.
Yes.
There's a new sexy Bernie Sanders costume that is expected to be all the rage this Halloween. What you failed to mention, the costume includes a winter jacket, mittens, a mask, and a bunch of sour grapes.
There it is.
A man aboard an American Airlines flight opened the door and climbed onto the wing when the plane landed. What you failed to mention, upon hearing the news, American Airlines said the man will be banned from flying with them, but not to worry, Spirit Airlines said he's more than welcome there. because they suck.
Class of passenger.
Yes.
Yes.
Phillies vendor John Colin celebrated 50 years of selling food and drink at the ballpark. What you failed to mention, he's been a ballpark vendor for so long that back when he started, beers were only a nickel and the cotton candy contained actual cotton.
Long time ago.
Already.
50 years ago.
This is going well. A report from some journal somewhere said that many people got exotic pets during the pandemic to help escape boredom and loneliness. What you failed to mention, I'm right there with those people. I'm still hoping this pandemic pangolin I purchased doesn't cause any problems.
Now, was that penguin you meant to say? Or?
I said pangolin. Did I not say it right?
What's a pangolin?
The thing those bastards were eating that gave us all the virus.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to bother you, Smelly.
Oh, it's going to be.
Alrighty.
It's going to be a fight in the hallway.
Yep. He's going to pull a Willie.
There's not going to be a fight. He's going to knock me out.
Two men were arrested after shooting off emergency boating flares to celebrate their friend's wedding. What you failed to mention, who knew that something blue at the wedding would be the police lights?
I like that one.
Very much.
Very funny.
Very nice.
North Carolina has announced its new state fair food menu, which includes shrimp Alfredo stuffed turkey legs and shrimp mac and cheese egg rolls. What you failed to mention, the North Carolina State Fair, where our slogan is, come for the food and stay for the fact you can't get your fat ass back in your Kia.
Oh.
I'm taking a bong rip. A person was arrested for assaulting their spouse with a plate of spaghetti. What you failed to mention, I know it said spaghetti in the story, but that sounds like SpaghettiOs behavior to me.
It sure does. Hit it with the can.
A truck of pigs overturned, killing many of the pigs. What you failed to mention, the pigs who survived the horrific wreck were lucky enough to be rounded up and delivered directly to the slaughterhouse.
Wow. Yes. Lucky one.
And finally, there's a clip.
You know, it's one thing when it comes from me, Tom. It's a whole other when it comes from you.
Yes. Oh, you just wrecked his whole weekend.
I know. I enjoy enjoying this very much.
He loves to watch me fail.
the other pigs, they were rounded up and they had.
I like that one.
They had several more precious hours of life.
Right, before
they were summarily.
And executed. Finally, there's a clown shortage. What you failed to mention, in whose opinion? even two clown is too many clown.
Fair enough.
In my opinion. Great. Now I'm going to start getting letters from the Clowning Union or the Big Shoe Brotherhood or the Sisterhood of the Squirting Flower. Dear Mr. Unfunny Comedian, I'll have you know. Oh, which reminds me, I love when people call other people clowns. Like my dad does it all the time. Look at this clown over here. What's he up to? Oh, what? You want to go, clown? Huh, clown? Do you, chief? Here's two things. If you ever hear my dad using the word clown or chief, get the hell out of the way. He is not a happy man. I'm Jeff Oskey, and...
And now, on with the show.
Jeff, very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Hit the show.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.